In England, a young man inherits his family's shoe factory and rises from rags to riches. Sound like Dickens? Well, you're wrong. It's actually Cyndi Lauper and Harvey Fierstein's Kinky Boots, which is coming here to Cincinnati January 5th through the 17th. And joining me in the studio are two very special guests, two Cincinnati natives who are actually in this touring cast. I'd like to welcome Jennifer Noble. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And Jeff Cord. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you.
First of all, I just said you're local. Tell us a little bit about your background here in Cincinnati. Jennifer, let's start with you.
Yes, I am from Delhi originally, West Side. I went to the School for Creative and Performing Arts as a dance and music theater major. I studied at Head to Toe Dance Studio on the West Side on Harrison Avenue with Keisha Bruno. I studied at Cincinnati Ballet and went to school for music theater at Baldwin Wallace College in Cleveland, Ohio.
And Jeff, how about you?
Went to high school at Turpin High School. Didn't really do much in the arts except for marching band and did production of The Music Man my senior year, but took dance at Don Meyer School of Dance with Don Meyer and Kathy Meyer and Amy Cook, right? And then went to Northern Kentucky for musical theater for about a year and a half and then transferred to Point Park University in Pittsburgh, where I finished with a dance degree in jazz performance.
Now, did you find Cincinnati was, I know you started a little bit later than Jennifer, Jeff, but did you find Cincinnati a nurturing place for being a theater performer?
I really do. I mean, I'm always an advocate for even more access to the arts, but I really do think that Cincinnati is a great place to hone your skills, and it has great outlets and all these opportunities such as community theater, the School for Creative and Performing Arts. There's lots of dance studios here, so there's a plethora of options for
I think after
kind of field.
Getting to New York, it was really surprising finding out how many people either trained in Cincinnati somewhere or were from Cincinnati and trained elsewhere. So I really think it is a breeding ground for artistic crafts. I even took a class at CCM Prep when I was 5 just for like a music class where we just bang on different things around the room. And that was when I was just a little kid.
Now, let's talk about the show a bit. Give us a little bit of the story. I gave a little bit of a teaser at the beginning, but there's a little bit more involved, a little more fabulousness.
Yes. It's about Charlie Price, who inherits his father's shoe factory that's failing. And he goes to London to try to sell the overstock to a family friend. And the family friend agrees to help him. But on his way home, he meets a damsel in distress in an alley, and he tries to save her. And in doing so, the damsel in distress fights off the muggers and ends up hitting him in the face, knocks him out, and then he wakes up in her dressing room, and lo and behold, she's this showgirl named Lola. And you don't really know really much about her, but finds out that she is a man. She is a drag queen, and he is buying women's shoes, and they can't support the weight of a full-grown man. So he's like, I have an idea. I will make high heels for men, and sort of saves the factory. And then they have all these ideas. Lola, the drag queen, turns out to be the designer of the boots. And then they have this big fashion show at the end. And it's about their struggle to save the factory, but also to accept each other with a very closed-minded factory working class town versus a very fabulous showgirl drag queen from the big city.
Now, we should say that this is a show that does involve a lot of dance, which is fortunate since you both have such strong dance training. There are some interesting dance challenges in this show.
Yes. Yeah.
Jennifer, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, luckily, I only have to do one of a few of the challenges, which is dancing in these gigantic kinky boots that we like to call them. And they're about 6 inches high in the heel with a 3-inch platform.
Yeah.
They're absolutely fabulous and terrifying at the same time.
And all handmade specifically for our own feet. They trace our foot on a piece of paper and measure each little part of your leg all the way up. And they're custom made for us. They're about, I think I've heard, $3,000 a pair.
Yes. They keep those under lock and key most of the time. But for myself, at least, it's not too challenging. But the gentlemen in the show are angels, as we call them, Lola's fabulous ensemble of dancers. They have to do like jump splits and backflips and tumbles across the stage in these heels. And I'm in awe of them. It's pretty fantastic.
And some of them actually have to do them on a moving surface.
Yes, we have some treadmill activities in the show. And they're, it's not easy. There's flips and twists and turns and all kinds of stuff on that.
One of the trickier parts was on the angel entrance on the treadmill, two angels have to come out. Most of the angel come out sitting, but two at the end come out standing. So they have to ride the treadmills, four treadmills in heels at a pretty decent walking speed mm-hmm. and not fall over.
And look fabulous.
Yeah, and look fabulous and
of course.
Smile.
Yes, of
course. And, you know,
no big deal.
Now, each of you have a casting position that perhaps not a lot of people are as familiar with. Jen, let's start with you. You are in the ensemble.
Yes.
Which means you play lots of roles.
Yes, I get to play quite a few different characters in the ensemble. And I also am a understudy for one of the principal characters of Nicola, who is Charlie's fiance. And she is this business-oriented woman who wants to get out of her small town and move to London and is kind of not on board with the making of these kinky boots. It's challenging and it's fun and it's different to get to play this kind of stern, like...
She's aggressive.
Aggressive, yeah. Yeah. Power female, which is so fun and like such the opposite of myself. But yeah, it's great.
Jeff, you actually are a swing, which is one of those things people oftentimes see in a program and they don't understand what a swing is. They fly across the stage.
On a swing.
Tell us a little bit more about the swing position and which parts you swing.
Great. The swing position is basically an alternate. But instead of in like the sporting world, an alternate is kind of like someone that's a little bit lesser and you put your A people forward. But a swing has to be able to cover any track in the show. So I technically cover 12 tracks in the show, 6 factory workers and 6 angels. And I've currently been on for 9 of them so far in the last year and a half. It's a real treat because every track has some sort of feature. And so when you're on stage and you're like, oh, I wish I could get a chance to do that little bit part. Well, as a swing, you do. You get to sing the Harry song. You get to do the Richard Bailey scene. You get to do the boxing feature. You get to do the bikini or the back handspring.
All of the above in one show.
Or multiple female to male to male to female makeup changes all in one. It's a lot of fun. And it can be a little stressful, but always like a rush of excitement.
So you're like the Uber understudy.
Kind of.
For multiple roles.
Yeah. So. I don't think I'll ever go on for a Charlie or a Nicola, but you never know.
you never know.
Right. The chips haven't been down that far yet.
Well, and that brings up a good point. Doing a touring show is actually a lot different than doing a show in one theater for an extended run. Mm-hmm. Now, Jennifer, you've been on a number of national tours. And Jeff, this is your first tour, yes?
Yes, correct.
So a little bit of veteran perspective, Jennifer, what's it like to be on tour?
Being on tour, there are huge perks, and it's also very challenging at times. Sometimes it's kind of like being at summer camp. You're surrounded by all your friends constantly, and then you go to work, and then you come back, and you're with them at the hotel. But it's challenging. We travel every week with the show. Some shows, I know, do one-nighters in cities. Luckily, we at least have a week in every city. But we basically travel on Monday, which is our day off. And Tuesday, we have a sound check and then pretty much go right into the show and do the show for 8 performances that week and then pack up, leave the hotel, and travel to the next city.
And Jeff, how are you enjoying your first national tour?
Just to kind of piggyback on what Jen said, there are some amazing perks. We just spent 2 days in Miami because our set has to travel by a semi-truck, and that took a few days to get to our next city. So instead of going to the next city and sitting there for 2 days, we just stayed in Miami and had an awesome beach day, and that's
vacation. Definitely
a perk. But yeah, the travel does wear on you, and living in a hotel room, not having all of your amenities that you would have at home, having all of your bathroom products that you like to have, or having a full kitchen, having to live out of sometimes a fridge and a microwave, and that's about it. That can get old pretty fast.
But like the Miami vacation, we're also going to New Orleans and Orlando coming mm-hmm. up. And so we like to call those hashtag tour perks.
Yeah, tour perks, exactly.
Visit amazing cities. And living in New York for so long, I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to die here. You know, I'm going to live and die in New York. And from traveling, you get to see all these amazing places and meet amazing people that become your friends. So that's a great perk.
I think being an actor just wears on you in general. So either in New York or on tour, it wears on you after a while. And to have a change to either leave the city and go on tour or go back to the city and be in another show that sits down, it's kind of refreshing either way.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, SCPA alum Jennifer Noble.
Thank you.
And Turpin alum Jeff Corp.
Thank you.
Tickets are still available for this run. So to find out more information about Kinky Boots running at the Aronoff Center January 5th through the 17th, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Do I belong here? Am I what's wrong here? Know what I'm doing, or am I a fraud? Do I fit in? Where do I begin? Same old Charlie, frightened and flawed. So I pretend and keep my head up like I know how this will end. Maybe these pieces are falling together, making me feel like I'm not alone. Punching holes into this leather, this kind of feels like I'm back home. I'm watching myself and I know what to do. Hey, look at me now.
It's a shoe.